Gregory Jones makes 5,000 meals a day at DC Central Kitchen, a nonprofit group in the nation's capital city that helps feed people in need. On this day, he directs volunteers to strip a constant stream of freshly cooked turkeys to the bone.
Break it down.
Jones takes those pieces and combines them with beans and peas and pasta in a pot so big he needs a paddle the size of an oar to stir it. He upends a box of salt into the cauldron as he issues commands to his production line. Jones loves the job and says it saved his life. The former drug addict got training in the kitchen's culinary arts program and has stayed clean ever since.
The wonderful thing about this is that what I like about this is I'm able to give back what the good Lord allowed me to have.
CEO Mike Curtin says Jones' story is central to the premise under which the kitchen operates, that waste is wrong.
That waste can be food, it can be productive minds, it could be kitchens that aren't being used effectively or efficiently.
The waste is staggering. A recent report by the Natural Resources Defense Council estimates that each year, $165 billion worth of perfectly edible food is routinely thrown away by consumers at home, discarded or unserved at restaurants, or left unharvested on farms. And as this food goes to waste, the study notes, one in six Americans is chronically short of food or the funds to buy it. NRDC project scientist and study author Dana Gunder says most Americans are not aware of the problem.
It's really shocking to think that we are wasting so much food when we could be feeding, you know, our own population. We estimate that if we were to reduce food waste by 15%, that would be equivalent to the amount of food needed to feed 25 million Americans.
Those that are going hungry.
For more than 20 years, DC Central Kitchen has worked to change that. Its drivers make daily pickups of donated surplus from grocery stores, food wholesalers, restaurants, and farms. On this day, a truck pulls into Carl and Carol Brady's farm in Mitchellville, Maryland, to collect 2 tons of previously unharvested squash.
I hate waste. For a little bit more effort, I can do some good. By gathering it up, it costs me more to give it away, but, you know, it's part of the process. I need to get it off the fields. It needs to go somewhere useful. Less waste.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
That farmer's excess becomes tomorrow's meals when it's delivered at no cost to city homeless shelters, charity feeding centers known as soup kitchens, and school programs like the after-school learning center that Denise Lacey runs in a low-income neighborhood of Washington.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Today, Lacey dishes out hefty portions of hot turkey, pasta, and tomato sauce to eager kids who, she says, often do not know where their next meal is coming from.
I opted for the supper because a lot of kids in this area may not get supper when they get home.
Back at DC Central Kitchen, CEO Mike Curtin sums up the workday. He says that by reclaiming food, the kitchen is also reclaiming lives, not only for the people they serve, but also for his staff, some of whom were themselves once down on their luck.
And so we want people to understand how wrong it is, how absolutely wrong it is for people to be hungry, but also to understand that by using food, we can get to these issues that create hunger, and we can reduce those, and we can have success, and we can change as a community and become a better place.
Production cook Gregory Jones echoes those thoughts. I'm doing something I always wanted to do, he says, with laughter in his voice. It puts a smile on my face. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.